Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And One smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
This one's for you.
The first day that you came into my world, when I saw your eyes and then your smile, how that feeling was. I remember when you told me, I've got my heart on you. Those words I hold down deep inside, how I feel for you. And I'll never live a day.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am very glad to have my friend William Lee Golden on the line with me right now. He has done something that he had not done in his entire life, and he is debuting a song that he has written at 85 years old. It's called I've Got My Heart on You, and glad to have William Lee Golden back on the Mark White Show. William Lee, always a pleasure to have you here on the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Mark White, I'm doing great. And thank you for letting me come back and visit with you here today. And we'll talk about what we've been doing here recently. I just got in this morning from being out with the Oak Ridge Boys for the last 4 days. We did the Grand Ole Opry, then we went to Pennsylvania and did a show in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, then to Frederick, Maryland, over there by the beach. And yesterday, we were in Wooster, Ohio, at a big fair up there. Big crowd outdoors and big grandstands. But then I got home this morning and happy to be home and happy to be talking to Mark White.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Oak Ridge Boys have something special coming out in October, right, William Lee?
We do. We've got a new album that the Oak Ridge Boys have together earlier in the year here with our new singer Ben James singing tenor with us, and the album is produced by Dave Cobb. Dave Cobb is one of the most sought after producers in Nashville. He produces Chris Stapleton and some of the very top people that you see winning all the awards. But he's produced 5 albums on the Oak Ridge Boys in the past 15 years. So our new one is called, it was his idea to do a Mama's album and call it Mama's Boys. And he got his writers to write a song about that. And we sang some old songs about mamas and some new songs about mamas. And anyhow, it's coming out in October here, the Oak Ridge Boys new album, Mama's Boys.
William Lee, going back to your debut as a songwriter, as long as you've been a singer, as long as you've been in the music business, was that something that you had looked at and said, I really would like to put words on paper and write songs myself beforehand?
Well, it was something that I had so much love and respect for great writers for doing. And it was a time that I felt helpless and felt anguish. I've been through 3 divorces, and I've got 4 sons. And when my last divorce, 10 or 11 years ago, it was my young son, Solomon. He was 10 or 11 at that time, and my wife then took him down to Austin, and it pulled him away from it. It kind of tore me up. It was hard to deal with, but it's a helpless situation, but I had been reaching out to him. He was in high school, and he's 23 now. He's going to college and studying medicine. He's an EMT, a medical, and he's studying to be a practitioner, a doctor practitioner, and a emergency medical team, you know. And anyhow, it was 5 or 6 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, that he was in high school, and I was writing here, or as I was writing, I was trying to reach him, writing text to him and trying to call him, and I was getting into response, and it was because I was having trouble, you know, getting through to him at times, and felt like he was being pulled further and further away, and it was, you know, life is passing by, and you're missing. I was here at home alone, and feeling alone. And my wife Simone had gone to Tulsa to visit her daughter Megan and her little granddaughter Matilda, and I encourage her to go and visit every chance she gets, and because the time together with our kids and grandkids is always precious memories.
Right.
And we all hold each other together in life. And, anyhow, I was dealing with that, and I had not tried to, you know, I wanted to write songs, but I've never really got that deep into pouring my heart into it, you know, but I was sad. I started, you know, I was emotional and teared up, and I just couldn't hold it back. I started thinking about things and then putting it into melodies and writing it. I wanted to put something together that he could know how much that our being together as a father-son had meant to me, you know, because I was feeling out of touch, and he's getting grown, and you know that he's going to get further and further away, and so it was a sad, emotional time for me, and I just, reflecting back on the times from his birth and childhood on through life, and reflecting on him, and things we did together as a family, and I wanted something to share with him that he could have. So I did it. I sang it all weekend. I put it all together in a weekend and kept doing it, singing it over and over, and working out things that, and, you know, hunting other lines to express your feelings. And anyhow, I wrote verse, chorus, did a bridge, and another chorus. And anyhow, it was, I never had a chance to put it on tape. So Jeff Panzer, my best friend in L.A., TV producer, anyhow, we've known each other since 81, I guess. And he kept telling me, asking me about it, because I told him we'd been talking on the phone about it every day, and told him that I'd written this thing, and I did write it down on paper the third day that I'd been singing it to myself, and I'd wake up the next morning and go back into that, and I was just being focused into it till I could finish whatever I was getting done, and get out what I was feeling, you know, and I wrote it all on paper and then kind of just hid the tablet. But Jeff talked me into, he kept asking me how to put it down yet. And I said, no, because I never, you know, was around a recording area to do that and to teach somebody the song. But I had the melody and all, and so he got me to sing it on this talk album of telephone. And I sang the song and sent it to him. And he got Danny Stefanetti. I think they got to talking to me. She was going to help me put it to put the music to it. She's a young, beautiful Australian girl that's just so talented, and she glows. She has a light inside that glows everywhere she goes, and she has that Dolly Parton glow to her. And she's a great guitar player. She's a great songwriter. She's a great singer. She's written over 300 songs.
Wow.
Jeff Panzer put us together because he knew that she had written over 300 songs. And he knew that she could help me put the music to it and to whatever it needed. And so we got Dennis involved with it. And anyhow, she did, man. She took her guitar and she put a track together on her computer. She come here, brought her computer to the house, flew into Nashville, and come out here and stayed with Simone and I. We got here. She brought a good microphone that she had bought, and I had a stand. We put it on the stand, and she kicked that guitar up and put her computer on, and we all played and sang the song. Jeff had Adam Wagner here with a camera to video whatever we were doing. And so he captured what we did. He was singing the song. And I wanted her to sing the second verse because I thought it would fit better with her singing it than me. And because she sang the whole song when she put the track together for me. In it, you know, in a raw form, and she put it into track form and added a little lift to it, put a little bit of youth energy into the tracks, what it needed. And so her contributions were, and she asked me to repeat a couple of lines in the line and the bridge, you know, the first line. And then same thing with the choruses there, to repeat the first line. And anyhow, she was tightening it up just a little bit, and the great lines that it needed repeating, because that's a memorable line. And anyhow, she helped me on that form of, and put it to track together. We sit here and sang it in the room I'm in right now, here in our piano room at our home here in Tennessee.
I'm looking forward to talking to Danny Stefanetti in the next segment, William Lee. And I just think it's great that you were able to come together with her. And I like the story of Solomon and him saying, "I got my heart on you," back when he was just a 5-year-old child, and you taking that and turning it into a love message to your son. I think that's incredible. And William Lee, I wish you all the best with this song, "I Got My Heart on You," and the Mark White Show will continue to push and promote it to my listeners. I love you and care a lot about you and your family, and wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you so much, Mark White. And you're in for a treat with Danny Stefanetti. She is an incredible person. She is, the whole world would be blessed to know her. She has a gift of talent. She has a glow of goodness that shines out of her. She's such a joy to be around and to make music with. She's into it. She's committed to it. She grew up with a guitar in her hand. From what I understand, she shared with Simone and I some of her childhood. When her brother, she would play, keep her guitar when they're watching TV, and she'd play with the commercials. And so her brother would get frustrated with her playing with all the commercials, the music in the commercials. But anyhow, it's just tidbits about her growing up. But she's had a guitar in her hand most of her life, and she has a passion for the instrument, a gift for writing and singing. She's got a wonderful voice and such a charming young girl to work with. And I've got grandkids older than her, so it's a joy to have someone to help lift. What she did was she brought her youth, the energy, and the musical ability into play here and taking my song and making it more of an up-to-date feeling in a song. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yes, sir.
And anyhow, she does a great job playing and making the track for the music and singing. And it's a joy to be able to be on a project with Danny Stefanetti.
Well, we have Danny Stefanetti coming up, the winner of the 2023 Josie Award for Female Vocalist, William Lee Golden. It's always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show, and you're always welcome, my friend.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great afternoon. Take care. See you.
I could shout it from the roof at the top of my lungs. Oh, it's you. I've got my heart on you.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has eight offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
just one's for you. On the first day that you came into my world, when I saw your eyes and then your smile, how that feeling was. I remember when you told me, I've got my heart on you. Those words I hold down deep inside, how I feel for you. And I'll never live a day without you.
And we're back as advertised. I have with me the winner of the 2023 Josie Award for Female Vocalist, Dani Stefanetti, as we talk about I've Got My Heart on You. In the last segment, we had my friend William Lee Golden share about this beautiful song that he has written, inspired by his son Solomon when he was just 5 years old, saying, "Hey, Dad, this is Solomon. I got my heart on you." This childlike message became the inspiration for this beautiful song. And Dani, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me, and it's great to be here today.
William Lee Golden talked very highly of you in the last segment, and I appreciate the fact that you were able to come together as a duet and pull I Got My Heart on You together in this beautiful song that's been created.
Thank you. It was a blessing to work with William and his best friend and manager, Jeff Panzer, on this project, and especially since it's dedicated to his son Solomon, and it's an emotional song, you know, dedicated to his family, his son. So it was a real, I don't take that lightly. It was a blessing to be part of this project.
Dani, what's the process when you get a song like this and you've been connected, say, with William Lee, and you first look at a song like this, I've Got My Heart on You, and then decide, okay, this is the direction I think it needs to go as you worked with William Lee?
Well, yeah, when I first heard the voice memo and the lyrics, it was a lot slower. And when we took this to the studio, I co-produced it, and we were putting down, Jeffrey Panzer and I was putting down like drum brushes and pedal steel and lots of guitar layers that I was playing. And I knew this was going to be country, but we definitely sped it up from the original that I that William showed me. But it took, I think, Jeffrey about a year to get that out of William so that he would bring it to somebody else so that we could make it into a finished song. And I instantly knew, like, the melody grabbed me. It just needed, like, putting into a song format, you know, catchy chorus. And I definitely popified the song from its original. And it's crazy to watch the direction we took it in the end.
And for someone who's written, as William Lee said, you've written over 300 songs now, and this was his first one.
Yes.
So you had some experience, yes, that he didn't have in that realm.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see, he's probably got boxes of songs that he's hiding from all of us. You know, this was his debut as a songwriter, and he is a painter and an artist himself. So I think he's got a special gift for songwriting that may just have been tapped into right now, but I'm sure he can easily pen these kind of songs in his sleep.
Well, and we take our life experiences when we create poetry or create a song or write a story.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of life experiences to put down on paper. I know he said that it took him a weekend to write I've Got My Heart on You, to go back and think about it and then put some more words on paper. But the creative juices started flowing for him pretty quickly for him to finish this up over a weekend.
Right. And I'm glad it's just been about a year and a half or more. Like, I've done about 3 trips to Nashville and known William for at least a year now. And yeah, I mean, the recording process kind of came quite organically and quite fast. So yeah, it's interesting to see, you know, we put down his vocals in Nashville and all of his harmonies, and that came out really beautifully and natural. And they put me up at their golden era there, William and his wife, Simone, and treated me like a daughter. And you know, I guess that is how it is when the juices are flowing. When you write a song, it usually the best ones are the ones that come out quick, like they did on A Weekend for William.
Yes.
When he wrote the, you know, the first bit of the song and the melody and the music, the lyrics. And, yeah, I think the songs that speak from the heart kind of just start coming out like that, don't they?
I just wrote a children's book and released it on August the 10th. Yeah. And it was the same way that the story started flowing to me. And it didn't take long that the story was together. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to have this published. And I did.
Wow.
And so it didn't take time. It didn't take a lot of time. And I've heard stories from songwriters who the story or the message starts coming out and they are able to put it down rather quickly. It just flows. And I love hearing those stories that happens, because that's, to me, that's magical when that happens.
Yeah, like the 3 or 4 minutes. I find that as a songwriter that they come out within that 5 minute time slot. My best songs are being written under 5-10 minutes.
Wow.
Because it gives me, you just kind of go into that zone that you don't think about what you're writing. And those are usually the best ones that when you're playing the guitar and the music and melody all came, and the lyrics come at the same time, I find that they're my most inspired songs. And I think William was tapping into something when he was penning this, obviously on a weekend away, maybe having some family time and wherever his mind was at. And obviously he went into that stream of conscience where he could just get in that zone where his heart started pouring out on paper.
Obviously, Danny, you're in the middle of the circuit with promoting the song, but for you personally, what do you hope to see come out of this message to people as they listen to this song?
Well, I hope a lot of other fathers and sons relate to this song, and I hope it speaks to people as a friendship song, as a love song. I think the theme is very universal, but you'll see when the music video comes out shortly how it is about a father and son. But I've Got My Heart on You, that can relate to so many people as well.
Since you're from Australia and you've come to Nashville and you've created music here in the States, do you find that the States is more suited for a musical career, or have you been able to establish yourself in Australia in that area?
I did music for, you know, over a decade in Australia, and I had a good run playing at festivals and venues throughout Australia. But I always did dream of one day ending up at the Opry or ending up in Nashville. Yeah, I tour and perform out here in California. But because the population is so much bigger and the country music industry is massive in America.
Yes.
That's why I took that leap of faith to move out to the States. And I think Australia has been beautiful to me, but I also feel that America has opened their arms up to me in a way that I didn't know was possible. So I'm very grateful for my homeland and my family and supporters down under, and also to my new supporters in America, like people like my manager, Jeffrey Panzer, who discovered me, and also William Lee Golden, who, you know, I respect him a lot, and he's also supported me a lot. And coming from a legend like him, that means the world to me. Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that, Danny. I'm glad it's working out for you, and I hope that people will listen to I've Got My Heart on You. Thank you for working with William Lee and creating this beautiful masterpiece of a song, and I encourage people to go to your website, which is DannyStefanetti.com, and let me spell that, DannyStefanetti, and also go to WilliamLeeGolden.com. Keep track of both Danny and William Lee. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Danny.
Oh, thank you, Mark. And you got my spelling and my pronunciation right. I think I was meant to say stream of consciousness, not stream of conscience. I'm getting my words tangled. You always had a bit of a press tour today, so my words are getting tangled everywhere.
You're doing great. Well, I've enjoyed the conversation and look forward to hearing more out of you, Danny.
Thank you, Mark. And you have a great rest of your day. I'm not sure what city that you're in.
Athens, Alabama, right near Huntsville, Alabama. Just south of Nashville, about an hour and a half.
Like, sweet home Alabama.
Where the sky is also blue. Yeah.
That's right.
You got it, Danny. Thank you. Do that. Come, you'll be welcome in Alabama.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a great day. Take care. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by William Lee Golden and Danny Stefanetti today and will listen to I've Got My Heart on You. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. I've got my heart on you. Oh, I've got my heart on you. I'll never live a day without. Got my heart on you. I'll never live a day without. Why always, always do. I've got my heart on you.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.